Hi, this is Mace Hara for Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. I received a letter from one of our listeners who asked the question, how do you handle it when you are selling to a physician? You're trying to sell them a product that's on a GPO or an IDN, and you don't want the doctor to feel like you are forcing the product on him. That is a great question because in this day and age, many people who are selling are encountering GPOs and IDN contract pricing. If you're not familiar with the terms GPO and IDN, let me try to explain. GPO stands for Group Purchasing Organization, where many different institutions bond together to get the benefits of buying in volume. In other words, they'll get better pricing. IDNs stand for Integrated Delivery Networks, and their purpose is to combine a lot of different institutions and providers to offer a continuum of care in a community or in a region. And IDNs often are able to take advantage of GPO pricing or to buy and write contracts on their own. The benefit to you, the seller, is that when you have accounts and customers who are on contract with a particular product or service, there is an expectation that they will preferentially buy those products over other products. And it's important that they be in compliance with the contract in order for that pricing to remain in place. Where sales reps will sometimes get into trouble is where they behave as if this contract pricing is an absolute. In other words, that they are able to go to the physician or to the institution and say, hey, I'm on contract. You have to use my product or service. So let's look at that question. How do you avoid having the doctor feel like you are trying to force them to buy your products because it's on a GPO or IDN? Who's the decision maker? The doctor. How do doctors feel about having the decision taken out of their hands? Well, if you've thought about that for a moment, you thought about it a moment too long. They don't like it. Doctors are used to being in control. So one of the things you always need to do whenever you're selling to doctors is let them feel like they're in control. Because in reality, they are in control, and you don't want them to feel like you are trying to take that control away. So how do you handle it? Handle it like any other sale. Sell the value of your product first and foremost. Talk about the features and benefits and how it's going to make a difference in the doctor's life and in the lives of his patients. Now, how do you use the information, the fact that you have a contract? Well, I would use that at the end, 90% of the time, to just reinforce the position. When you've sold the benefits, when you've sold the value, coming in at the end and being able to say, and by the way, doctor, this product is also part of the XYZ GPO contract. What that means, doctor, is you'll be helping the hospital in terms of contract compliance. And of course, they always appreciate that. The only time I might bring up the contract at the beginning of a sales conversation is if the doctor or the buyer asks if it's on contract because they have concerns that if it's not on contract, the hospital is not going to let them buy it or use it. So use your judgment accordingly. But if you always sell the value first, if you always sell the benefits first, then you won't have to worry about the provider or the doctor feeling like you're trying to force the product on them. If you have any questions or comments about this or any other Medical Sales Guru podcast, please email them to me at mace@medicalsalestraining.com, and I will do my best to respond to your questions in another issue of the podcast. In the meantime, let me inform you about a new program that we're launching here at Sales Pilot Medical Sales Performance. It is the Medical Sales Online University. For years, I've been getting calls and emails from individuals, small companies, distributors who are looking for sales training for one or two people or something that's more affordable than bringing a trainer in or a speaker in for an entire day. Well, to address those needs, we've put together the Medical Sales Online University. And if you'd like to get some information about this, please click on the link on this page at the Medical Sales Guru site or go to www.medicalsalestraining.com. medicalsalestraining.com/webinars. And let me thank you again for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And I leave you with the words that I do every week. Remember that as you go through your medical sales career, nothing is more important than the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.